We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Achmish and Han Yaakov ben Berachos Delei aware in Sanhedrin Perek Beis Mishnah Hey Ein Rochvin Al Suso. Another halakha regarding the king: person is not permitted to ride on the horse on the king. Of course, if you want to, the Gemara says if a person needs to save the king, of course you can ride on the horse of the king. Vein Yoshvin Al Kiso, you're not permitted to sit on the throne of the king. Vein Mishtamshin Misharito, you're not permitted to use his scepter. Vein Rowin El Sokshu Mistapir, you're not permitted to see the king look at him when he's getting a haircut. Veloksu Arom, certainly not when he's naked. Vlobeves Amerchot, and not in the bathhouse. Shnei Amar, all these are a disgrace to the king, and there has to be an awe that we have of the Melech Yisrael based on the pasuk. Tassim Alech HaMelech. The pasuk in Parshas Shoftim tells us, we mentioned this pasuk before, Som Tassim Shetehei Ema So Alecha, the Ema, the fear, the awe of the king should be upon a person. And we derive this from the pasuk. It says, Tassom, appoint yourself a king. And if the king says, no, I want to be Mochel and I Kavod, it's not embarrassing for me, it's okay. Pasuk therefore says, Tassim, you must surely appoint him. Make sure to appoint him again. He cannot be Mochel and his Kavod. Certainly in these cases, it's a disgrace to see the king in these circumstances, or to be using his throne, to be using his sus. So therefore, based on the pasuk, these are prohibited. We begin the third parak of Sanhedrin. It says the Mishnah, Dine Mamonos Mishlosha. We had this from the beginning of the Masechta. We know Dine Mamonos, money matters, are addressed or adjudicated by a Beis Din of three. But the Mishnah here is going to discuss how the litigants appoint judges. There may be a Beis Din in the city that everyone uses, and therefore those should be acceptable. But let's say those are not experts, or let's say the one litigant says, I don't want to use this Beis Din. This city may have multiple Bati Din. So it says the Mishnah that there are situations where the litigants can appoint their own judges. Zeh Borolo Echad Vezeh. So one litigant chooses one dayan, and the other one chooses another one. Zeber lo echad. Some say zabla. That's what zabla stands for. Zeber lo echad. And then ushnehem, and both of them, which sounds like the two balei hadin, the two litigants will now choose together. Bor lo echad will choose the third, and then we have a Beis Din of three. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who says that the third dayan should be chosen by in agreement by the two litigants. V'chachamim omrim, regarding the third dayan, we don't need at all the das of the balei hadin of the litigants. Rather, shnei hadayanim barmelo echad. It's the two judges who have been chosen by the two litigants. They will choose the dayan hashlish. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Meir holds that the two dayanim are the ones who choose the third one. The only thing is, do we need the haskama, the agreement of the two balei din of the litigants? Rabbi Meir says yes, and the Chachamim say no. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah says, Zeh posel dayano shozev, Zeh posel shayadon shozev. Each one of the litigants has the ability to disqualify the other person's dayon. He says, you know what? I know what you chose that one, but I prefer that he not judge our case. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that each one has the right to disqualify the other person's judge. The Gemara says, we're speaking only about it with the dayon is not a mumche, doesn't know the Dine Torah properly, but he's judged generally. So he certainly has experience, and he has in Dini Mamonos. And Rabbi Meir says, since he's not a mumche, they have the right to disqualify him. But if he is a mumche, Rabbi Meir says they can't disqualify. Then we would not say Zeh posel dayan shozev, Zeh posel dayan shozev. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say no. Since people have accepted this dayan, the balei dinim don't have the right to disqualify him. Emasai, under what circumstances would the Chachamim agree that the litigants can disqualify the dayanim? Bizman she maybe alehem raya shein krovim psulim. If they bring a proof, well, this dayan is disqualified, he's a relative, or he's disqualified because he's invalid because of some type of avera that he did. Avolim hayu ksherim o mumchim, if they're ksherim, or their mumchim, the Gemara says what that really means is if the ksherim, which means they're not krovim, they're not relatives, they're not psulim because of an avera, then they are treated like mumchim, and in such a case, eni yachol poslan, you cannot disqualify them. As we know, Rabbi Meir holds if they were mumchim, you can't passel them. So therefore, the understanding of this statement is, if they, according to the Chachamim, even if they're not mumchim, The what we're saying is that you can't disqualify them if they're kshayrim, which means you can't find they're not disqualified because of because they're related, and they're not disqualified because of some type of avera. We treat them like mumchen, and you can't disqualify them either. Zeb then Mishnah says Zeb posel a dovshel Zeb Zeb posel a dovshel Zeb. Each one of the litigants has the right to disqualify the edim of his of the other litigant, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara explains that the case here is where a Baal Din, a litigant, says, I have two pairs of edim who can come and testify. So Rabbi Meir says, if he brings one pair, the other litigant is with another person. He can't just do it himself. He needs another person. Together can, Pasel can, disqualify the first set of edim of the opposing litigant. And this is not considered. Nogeh be'edus. Hold on, you can't disqualify them. You're involved. So this is because your friend said he has another pair. So you have the right to disqualify the first pair. V'chachamim omrim. No, the Baal Din, the litigant, the opposing litigant cannot disqualify the edim. Even though you'll say, what do you mean? He has another set anyway. There's another pair anyway. Yes, he said I have two pairs of edim. But he also has the right to say, you know what? I really only have one pair. Yeah, he has the right to retract on that. And if that would be, if we would allow the opposing litigant to disqualify that pair of edim, then the other litigant only doesn't have any edim at all. And therefore, by doing so, by disqualifying them, he really is a nogei abedaver because there's no other pair. Emasai. When do we say that a Baal Din can pass over the edim of his friend? This is the Chachamim. Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Meir. And even if he says he has two pairs of edim, you cannot disqualify one pair, because since he can retract, then there's only one pair. So now you who are trying to disqualify him, you know, Gebe, you're involved in this. You're biased. So therefore, the Chachamim say that doesn't work. So when do the Chachamim, what circumstances will the Chachamim allow you to disqualify someone else's edim? Sounds very familiar. Same case with the Dayanim. When you find, if you have a proof that they are relatives or they're disqualified because of some type of avera, so then you can disqualify them. Other than that, you cannot. If they're not possible because of an avera, and that we'll discuss that in the third in this paragraph. What avera? The person's a gazlan and he's gambles, etc. But if they're not krovim, they're not relatives, and they're not disqualified because of some type of error, then ain yachol apostlon, you're not permitted to disqualify them. And that's even with someone else from the shuk, which means we say you can only disqualify them if you bring someone along with you to disqualify. So you say you're not doing it alone, so you're not fully nogeh be'edus. Doesn't matter, since you are one of those people who are disqualifying a pair of edim, you don't have the right to do so. If they're assuming the edim are ksherim, or they are, or krovim, or they're, as long as they're ksherim, they're not relatives, and they're not possible because of an avera. There's a lengthy bar tenura that's worthwhile to go through because of the general background that he gives regarding the regarding Dayonis in general, disqualifying Dayonim, etc. So he says like this on the phrase where it says, avolim heim ksherim umumchim, the chachamim, have said, as we explain, that they're kosher, as long as they're not relatives. He's talking about Dayanim now, talking about the judges. As long as not they're disqualified because of some type of avera, and they're not relatives, even if they're what we call Yoshve Kronos, even if they're people sitting by street corners, meaning they're not necessarily so learned, you can't pass them. The Psak Halacha is the following, and I'm going to read and translate the Bar Tanura. Kshekibulu Baleim Ehadin Mish Yodin Aleihem. If the litigants have accepted upon themselves who's going to judge Ben Yach and Ben Rabin, whether it's an individual or public, Upasak Aleim Esadin, and the Dayanim now made their halachic ruling, Dino Din, the Halacha, whatever they adjudicated, whatever they decided, is considered the din, the ain't so sindino. And you cannot now, ben yachid rabin, which means individual, whether it's an individual judge or it's rabin, let's say it's three or more sitting on the basin, the psak is a psak, and you cannot contradict their din. The afal pi she'enu mumche l'rabim, even though he's not a mumche l'rabim, we'll translate that. That means an accepted expert by everybody. Vimnoda she'ta'a, if let's say we find out that it's a mistake, so they accepted the dayanim, and so the din is, we say the din is a din. What if we know there's a that he ruled incorrectly, which is possible if he's not a mumche, even so, says the Bar Tanur, in the Devar Mishnah ta'a, o b'divar ha-mufurish b'gemara, if you made a mistake in something that's explicit in the Mishnah or a Gemara, machzirin hadavar k'shaya v'danin bo ka'alacha, so then you retract the whole din, and now we have to rule upon it again. Then e'ef shor l'hachzir, let's say you can't do that, k'gam shahalachzer shenatal ha-mamon shalo k'din u'mindas hayam. Let's say the person who was given the money, based in rule that Reuven should pay Shimon, and then we realize it was a mistake, Reuven should not be paying Shimon, but now Shimon, who has the money, went overseas. Pater hadayon milashalim, the dayon who made the mistake does not have to pay. Why not? He's the one who caused, he ruled incorrectly. And because of that, he caused Reuven to have to pay Shimon, also against halacha. So why shouldn't he have to pay out of pocket for that? Because the litigants accepted these dayonim upon themselves, or this dayon upon themselves, therefore his ruling is ruling. Even though he caused a loss, a damage, he didn't have kavana to do that. Let's say the mistake was not a Devar Mishnah or something before in the Gemara. Let's say it was Shikol Adas. What's Shikol Adas? It literally means the balancing or the weighing of the mind. Let's say it's something that the Tanoim argue upon, or the Amoraim argue upon, or Gaonim argue upon. And the way of the world is to follow one of those Gaonim, to follow this Rishon, to follow this Tana. And what did this Dayan do? He judged like the Gaon, the opinion that the general practice is not to follow, the minority opinion, the opinion that's not generally accepted. So it's not completely erroneous, because there is an opinion like that, but that's not the practice of, that's not what we normally, that's not usually psak halacha in such a case. So then, if he didn't now pay because of his ruling, the money was paid out for Rabbi Shimon, if that has not happened just yet, then Yachzor Hadin, then he should go back because he ruled against what the practice normally is, even though there's some validity to his psak, there is an opinion out there. V'miyav shal ha'chzir, but if you can't return that, so then Yishalim Ibeso, he has to, he, the dayan, has to pay out of pocket. V'nasav v'nasan bayad, masha asa asav Yishalim. So if the money wasn't paid out yet, so then he can retract. If the money was paid, or the person is not, we can't find that other person, so then that which this dayan ruled upon, he has to, what is done is done. The din is a din, but he has to pay out of pocket for his mistake. The dayan shelo kiblu oso ba'alei hadin, let's say you have a dayan where the litigants did not accept him. Elo sha'amna me'elav, he appointed himself. Omana oso ha'melech, uktzaz zikne ha'kol hamidu, or say members of the congregation appoint to judge cases, or he was appointed by the king. In Einu Mumchel Rabim, if he's not a Mumchel Rabim, I'm an accepted expert by everybody. Afal Pisha Natal Rishus Min Rosh Hagola. Even if he has a Rishus from the Rosh Hagola, gave him Rishus to rule. Ein Din in Bavel, that's generally he needed the Rishus from the Rosh Hagola. Ein Din of Din, his Din is not a Din. Bein Ta Bein Lo Ta, whether he made a mistake or not. Even if he didn't make a mistake, the ruling is not a ruling. Veinu Bechlal Hatayonim. El Bechal Balei Zroa, you know who he is? He's appointed by the king. He appointed himself. Even if he has Roshus on the Rosh Hagola, but he's not a Mumchel Rabim, and they didn't accept him. These litigants didn't accept him. He's Balei Zroa. He's one of those powerful people who takes a position of authority, and but was not accepted. Vechal Echem Bibalei Hadin in Ratzah Soser Dino Vechoser Done Bifnei Beisdin. Each one of the, either one of the litigants can contradict that halacha. Do not have to follow it, and it can go to another Beisdin. Tav Lo Nasa Benasan Biyad. If you made a mistake and money yet was not yet paid, so then of course the din should be retracted. And if you can't, then you shall be based in the, then this person who was not appointed by them and is not necessarily accepted, is not a mumcha, and because he's a bale Israel, he's a man, just a man who's taking using his power to judge, so then he would have to pay out of pocket for making the mistake. Din zeh shenasan lo shalok ha'halacha. So if Reuben had already paid Shimon against the halacha, so then this Dayan has to pay out of his own pocket, but then he can go and take the money from Shimon and deal with him, because Shimon really should not have this money. Umumcha l'rabim, let's say you have an expert, shekiblu oso bale dinim, and the litigants accepted the mumcha l'rabim, oshanat haroshos mei rosh gola, afal pishalu kiblu oso bale dinim. He's a mumcha, and he was appointed by the rosh gola to rule, even though the bale dinim did not accept him. Hold the umumcha, since he's an expert in tavit, bein devar mishnah. It means Shikol Adas. If he makes a mistake, and not only in Shikol Adas, he makes a mistake even in Devar Mishnah, even in explicit Mishnah, V'ef Shol HaHachzir HaDin, and for whatever reason you can't, the person went overseas, you can't retract, the money was paid, Patur Milashalim, he is Patur from paying. That's part of being a Mumcha L'Rabim, that even if you make a mistake, even in Devar Mishnah, you don't have to pay out of pocket. That's part of that's your insurance policy, because you're such a person that usually don't make a mistake. Everyone accepts you to rule, even if in the 1% cases where you do make a mistake. Umumcha shenata roshus merosha gola yesh lo lakof lebalei hadin sheyedunu lefanav bein ratzu bein lo ratzu. And if he is a mumcha and he's been accepted and given roshus from the rosh hagola to rule, then he in fact has the right to coerce the litigants to come to him, even if they don't want to. And that's bein baretz bein bechutz laretz, even in chutz laretz. Umi shenata roshus min anasi sheberetz Yisrael einu yachol lakof lebalei hadin ele beretz Yisrael belvad. If you have roshus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, so then you only have authority in Eretz Yisrael to coerce people to din, and the Gemara deals with the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Mumcha, who's this? Mumcha, how do we define Mumcha? Mishalamad b'torah b'shebichsav v'shebal peh, he knows Tanakh, he knows Torah Shebal peh, yodel esvor, he knows how to think, to analyze, lahekish, to compare things, ulahavim, davar mitoch davar, to understand things, one thing from another, that's a Mumcha. V'kshu nikra v'yadua v'yatza tivo elanshe doro, if he's recognized as such a mumcha, nikra mumcha l'rabim, that everyone of the generation realized he's the gadol hador, he's the mumcha l'rabim, hu yachol adun yechidi, he can even judge alone, and doesn't need two other dayanim, v'afilu l'onachat rishus min rosh hagola, even without rishus from the head of the golos.